Kevin, your immediate reaction to the game? Scrappy stuff in the first half, created a lot more in the second half, but probably feels like a couple of points left behind given the missed chances.
Yeah, you've pretty much summed up the game. You have nothing to say now after that. That's exactly how I would have seen it as well. Very scrappy first half, very warm, muggy night. Players having to get water on board at every opportunity. It was one of those. But then the second half, there was definitely a few chances created by Athlone, but I certainly felt we had the better of the chances the second half. We definitely had a couple of clear-cut ones, and Axe Berthies pulled off an unbelievable save from Hodgy. He tipped it onto the post, and then we hit the post again, and then at the very death, we definitely should have scored, you know. Mm. We had three in the box. But that's credit their fitness staff that we have at the club, and the stuff we're trying to do. We're trying to push them on and trying to get them to do those wee bits of extras, and you can see that. I thought we finished really, really strong, and that's what we want to do in the second half of the season. We want to finish strong, we want to play more on the front foot, and I thought we'd done that in the second half, and we were very, very unlucky not to come away with 3 points, you know.
You can see the talent that's there in some of the young lads. I mean, I'll just pick out Gavin just because, like that, he had the shot that was touched onto the post, he had the opportunity to end, but he was looking to make things happen. Yeah. You know, you had plenty of others as well. I mean, Gavin the other side as well, you know, Gavin Gilmore looked like he could create stuff as well. Does it get to a point, these guys, are they still playing with the freedom of youth and everything, or is the fact that you're a while searching for a win, does that begin to weigh on them?
No, they've been handling everything very well. We know where we're at as a club, and we know where we want to get to, and we need to inch forward. It's not about big strides, and as I said last week, sometimes among a bit of chaos, there's good points that come out, and a couple of gems, and we didn't mention the 16-year-old Nets, who started tonight out of nowhere because the rest of the boys are doing their leaving cert. We had two boys come down, they didn't arrive down here, they 20 past 7, and one of them had to come back off again, probably because he's just cramped up. He was sitting in an exam hall all day, and then he drove from Donegal 3.5 hours down here, and they had to start him because we were so short. And to be fair to the kid, he put in a shift, and then he had to come off. And young Corey was the same. Adam McDaid done his PE exam today as well, and they drove down the road, they play their part. So huge credit to the players, and it's really positive night for us as a football club with so many young players coming through and really putting pressure on the more experienced players to say, I want that shirt, you know.
Yeah, because these are challenges you don't normally associate with the League of Ireland, like, you know, dealing with, okay, leaving cert exams, you might have a little bit of it, but as you say, like, being sure, like, I'm sure you probably would have preferred, you made your second substitution and your third in the 85th minute. Probably would have preferred on a warm night like that to have more guys to call on, I'd imagine.
Yeah, when I got the call, they say there were 6 players all together doing their leaving cert. It's definitely something I didn't think was going to be a problem when I did take over. But to be fair to the lads, that's it. Well, it just kind of shows you how young the team is. But again, I thought we finished really, really strong. I thought we let 2 points get away from us. They had a couple of definitely half chances. A lot of good players in their team, a lot of dangerous players. And they've obviously got a new manager bounce coming in. Definitely 2 points that we feel that we probably should be taking back up the road. But the week that we had and so many players missing, we take the point and move on, you know.
In terms of the injury updates, obviously you lost Aaron McLaughlin for tonight. Anyone that we're likely to see back soon in the next couple of games?
Well, we have Connor back. He was on the bench tonight, which is a huge plus. We really, really miss Connor. Darren McGinnis is probably a couple of weeks away yet. He's been a huge loss. Him and Connor kind of went out at the same time, maybe 8 or 9 weeks ago, and them two at either end of the pitch was massive losses for us. And I've no doubt we would have more points on the board had those two fit. But Turris is back, and hopefully he'll be fit enough to play a part on Monday night against Dundalk. But no, Shawnee, I don't think's injured. I think it was just real crampness from him, from probably travelling and sitting in an exam hall all day, as I was saying. So precautionary to get him off, you know what I mean, because we have enough injuries.
A run for a playoff spot still on the cards, still within the potential of this team?
Yeah, well, that's what we as a club and as a squad, we want to put the demands on each other. We try and go out to win every game. Obviously, we're not going to win every game, but we go out with intention to try and win every game, and we'll see where that takes us. Because, as you can see, there's a lot of really good teams in this league, and On another night, yeah, you could be coming away from three, but you could be coming away with no nighter at the same time.